Talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. That's all you gotta do. Talk to Jesus.
Florida, how are you?
I'm recording now.
I'm good. Just had trouble finding my headphones. Could not find my headphone for the life of me.
So, well, you found it, and that's here. All that matters.
Yep. Okay, well, that's good. Well, let's talk about who is calling me.
What is this image?
But anyway, welcome to the Two Half Podcast, and I'm the director, and with me is Blurdock.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And Bex. Bex, you was about to say something?
Oh, no. My dog was pushing our chair back.
Oh, okay. You know what? For the record, Blurdock, what is your dog doing?
Right now, she is laying down, licking her paw.
Okay, see? There you go. All right. So now we got this going. Because, yeah, last time we found out that Blurdock has a dog. So, totally different, you know. Shocked the hell out of me and Beck. So we're just like, what do you have? Do you have a basketball in the room too?
I mean, I have a basketball in the trunk of my car.
All right, fine. In the trunk of your car. All right, fine. But I saw some of the articles you sent me and I skimmed through it. But you know what? Why don't you lead the podcast today, Blurdock? Because I didn't have no topic. I don't know. Begs, did you have any topics?
Oh, I did read the article about China admitting that they created COVID.
I just know about the one with China who was trying to change the Bible where Jesus stoned the woman. Yeah. And I was like, what?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, China said that we're going to rewrite the Bible and we're going to put it where Jesus actually stoned a woman who was committed adultery. And I was like, that? No. What?
Yeah, that is a wild story.
But okay, well, let's kick it off. Blurdock, you leading it. I'm just going to be here with my cup of coffee.
There's a couple of topics that I came across, you know, just running through some stuff, saw that was interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's any people that are into science, I guess a private lunar lander burns in the atmosphere.
Can you repeat that?
A private lunar lander.
What's a lunar lander?
I guess it's some... It's something that's in space. So it was the Peregrine lunar lander, a privately developed spacecraft from Astrobotic Technology, met its demise on January 18th after lingering in space for over a week. So this is something that the U.S. created. I guess it couldn't last a week in space. So the Doom mission, which aimed to be the first U.S. lunar lander in over 50 years, faced insurmountable challenges leading to a fiery end as it re-entered Earth's atmosphere. So I guess whatever they were doing, you know, I guess trying to, it was designed to travel to the moon and get the information on the moon, see what's going on. But then as it was returning to Earth, it ended up, you know, bursting into flames.
Interesting. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, like, but like, did they not pad it up as much? Because, like, you know, we send stuff out into, I mean, so-called space or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I've been learning new things about space, and it's like something about what someone said, like, the moon is still in our atmosphere. And I said, how? I said that thing would come towards crashing on Earth.
Yeah,
but was it cheap, like the material or something? Because, you know, we have stuff like people sent out in the space station. So
Yeah, so I mean, my guess would be that they kind of rushed this one. Didn't really. It was just like, oh, let's do it. I mean, it was the first time in over 50 years that they sent one out. So I guess they just didn't really do, I guess, whatever they did back then. I guess they kind of rushed. You know, with the technology nowadays, they
made
faster.
They relied on AI. That's what happened.
Probably. But that was kind of the first thing that came into my mind. It was like, yeah, the U.S. is a lot of the things that they're trying to do or redo, they're just moving it. My guess would be they're moving it too fast.
It is. It has to be. Because, like, come on. Like, you hear about the stories about before where they had to calculate and actually know how to do these things. They had to really calculate and make sure because, like, this was something like trying to go out into space. And, like, they had to really calculate, like really do some math. Like we're about to put like pretty much we're strapping a rocket on this ship and he's going up or somewhere. So I mean now it's just like we can do anything. Let's go. Well there you go. Yeah. But
It's another thing that the I guess US, you know, trying to reboot something.
How you feel about this, Specs? How you feel about aircraft burning up in the atmosphere?
It's very interesting. I don't know. I feel like the space stuff, you don't know what's real and what's not. Like, I don't know if it's real. I just don't know. This whole space thing, like, you can't really determine if it's real or not. Like, that's how I feel about the whole space stuff.
Okay.
I mean, everyone's on this whole alien kick.
Wait, hold on, back up. Alien chick, what?
I said alien kick, not chick.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I gotcha. Well, but anyway, interesting, Bardock. I mean, there's nothing out in the moon. I mean, I knew it was real when they found out nothing was out in the moon. It's like, what y'all expect? Y'all think y'all was about to discover something?
I know. I guess that's what
they're just rocks.
There's rocks, and, you know, and I guess at one point they said they found water. I don't know if that was on the moon or on a different planet.
I think that's what they're trying to say on Mars, but it was Mars. Or something like that. And I was like, y'all ain't finding nothing on there.
Yeah. Just trying to go to a whole different planet. Like, when you watch these movies, and anything can go wrong. Any and everything can go wrong. But speaking of things that are burning up, if anybody seen the movie The Book of Eli?
Denzel Washington.
Yes.
Because you were like, oh, that's not this book of Eli sequel. It's like a prequel. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then John Boyega. I'm like, oh, I'm done.
Yes. So, yeah.
What about the book of Eli?
I guess they're doing a prequel to the Book of Eli. So they're going to talk about John or Denzel Washington's character 30 years before. So I don't know if that was around the time that he
came
blind. Oh, my
gosh. The reason why it went like that?
Yes. Yes. So or who knows if it was some years after him trying to figure out how to maneuver around as, you know, being a blind man in a world with literally no direction, because it's pretty much an apocalyptic world. So I can tell from your voices that how do we feel about this movie?
Bex can go first.
Why do we need it? Can I ask that question?
I mean, I'm looking up the trailer. Yeah, we don't necessarily need any.
The trailer's out already? What? Wait, hold on. What? I thought it was just like it's a prequel for Book of Eli, but the trailer's out. What?
I didn't even go that far and see if there was a trailer. I just know that we had.
Well, I'm looking to see if there's a trailer because this is ridiculous.
Are you sure it's not just a?
No, it appears they don't have a trailer. Yeah. Just they're just casting John Boyega for the character.
Yeah,
which I think is a good casting to play a young Denzel.
I don't think we need one.
No, but some people would like to know what happened in the beginning. Why the
there's a lot of other stuff we don't need.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Why does who's gonna be playing him?
John Boyega.
Who's that? Who? What movie star?
Have you ever seen Star Wars? Oh wait, she hasn't seen Star Wars. No. Or have you seen Star Wars? I forgot.
There's so many podcasts. Star Wars.
Have you seen The Force Awakens?
The last three, one of the last three Star Wars movies. Have you seen any of those?
No.
Okay. There's the movie on Netflix called Who Cloned Tyrone or something like that.
She definitely did not see that. Like, why would you even say that? But I am so mad.
Like Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Blood, why would you mention Clone Tyrone to Bex? You know she ain't definitely not seen that.
What is that?
You don't need to know, Bex.
I've never
don't
seen it before, but
it
that's the only thing that can come to mind.
It has black people in it.
I can't
it
just, hear.
Yeah, I guess it's a movie on Netflix. I haven't seen it. It didn't look interesting.
What is it about?
Honestly, I have no idea. I guess Tyrone is being cloned. And I don't even know the plot of the movie. I just know Jamie Foxx is in it, and he's in it. That's all I know. So I have no idea what the plot of the movie is. I was just thinking, you know, maybe you know, you if you're watching Netflix, that it would just pop up because you
she
know
new
movies will pop up.
Have you seen Pacific Rim?
Is that what the like robots or the sci-fi movie?
Yeah, giant robots.
Yes. I mean, you may have
seen that. Yeah, but I didn't finish it.
Okay, well, the black guy in it. Did you see a black guy in it?
I don't remember.
Okay, the woman king. Let me take that back. You definitely did not see that.
Was he on one of the Black Panther movies?
No.
No.
You're thinking of Michael B. Jordan.
No, I already know Michael B. Jordan. But no, I know who John Boyega is.
Nah, there's nothing else.
No, there's nothing that you probably seen. You just have to look him up. May or may not have seen him.
Unless she saw Attack the Block 2.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that was something.
Attack the Block?
And that was a UK movie, I believe, right?
Yes, it's a UK movie. Because he is from the UK.
Yeah.
I never even heard of Attack the Block.
Well, it's an alien movie, right?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I believe so. Yes.
Hmm. Never heard of it.
But John Boyega, he's a good actor. I like him. I think he.
No, I don't. I don't like him.
I can do it. I'm probably going to watch it just to see what it's like.
They should have got Denzel's son to play it. What's his name?
John David Washington.
What? Hold on, back up. Back up. What'd you say, Bex?
We're not here. She just
I didn't know he had a son.
You didn't know Denzel had a son?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, he has. I think he has a couple of kids.
Have you seen? What's the movie? Tenet? Is it Tenet?
Yeah, Tenet.
Tenet. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Have you seen The Creator? The movie that just came out not that long ago.
I still haven't seen that movie, but I know what
you're talking about.
I haven't seen that. Well, that's on Hulu right now. So.
Oh, it's on Hulu? Okay, I'm seeing it. But yeah, Denzel has a son, and he's a good actor. He should play Black Panther. That's what I think.
So Denzel Washington got four kids, but that's the name. That's the main one.
I'm gonna look up his sons right now. We can't find a trailer to that prequel.
Oh, there's no trailer.
Denzel Washington's children.
You know what? I take this back. Wait, Bex, are you watching Brother Son?
No, what's that?
Okay. Never mind. Blood Rock, have you heard of it?
Brother's Son?
Yeah.
Did I hear that?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, I did hear of it, and I want to watch
it. He's from Ballers.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he was on Ballers. So, I mean, I was going to mention that, but I don't know who watched Ballers.
Ballers is with
The Rock.
The Rock, right?
Have you seen it, Bex?
What?
Ballers, you know?
No.
That was actually a good show. I actually enjoyed it. I don't know why The Rock. No. Now The Rock is actually trying to go to that transition after going back to, after all these failing movies, now he's trying to go to serious roles.
I don't know what The Rock is doing. All of a sudden, I see you UFL, and I'm like, are you serious? I'm done. Man. I can't.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on, man.
I have no faith in the USL. UFL.
They dropped the S.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah. I mean, you know, to talk about sport real quick while Beck looks up Denzel's son.
Yeah, John David Washington is his son.
Yeah, I just seen him. He doesn't look like his dad.
Not too much, but if you actually watch him act, it's almost like you can kind of see it. You can kind of see his dad in him.
Oh, okay. Well, in the picture, he did it.
Yeah.
But you guys can continue about the 49ers game.
What? What? Just assuming and stuff like that. You know what? I need to change my avatar. I need to get real with Bex. There's no 49er fan up in this call.
Is that the picture you're changing to get real?
Yeah. That's me getting real. I'm a Dolphin fan.
Oh yeah.
Blurred out kids. Well, we don't want to talk about it because.
Yeah,
he's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I don't want to bring up old stuff.
they got beat up fucking the Packers. Good. I was surprised that the 49ers were able to get.
Wait, Blurred, you're a Packers fan?
No,
he's a Cowboys
fan.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
the Packers whooped the Cowboys and got. Vex, why are you laughing? Are you a fan?
I'm used to it. People have laughed in my face, even at work, and it's like, yo.
Oh my God!
I almost called off work today. You guys not making it easy on me.
That was a mistake because every time I went to Peacock to watch like the football service, every time you start seeing the Packers, like yeah, with a touchdown, I'm like, yo, why y'all so aggressive?
Because do they win often?
No, because the score was close with the 49ers. It was like 20-24, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
But I don't think the 49ers
play.
They're playing right now. That's coming up is the Lions, and the Lions are being beasts too. Yes. So I'm like, 49ers, if not they lose this, they're definitely losing the Super Bowl because I feel like they're being worked hard. Like they're just going through some boulders. Like literally.
Yes, they are.
Those like what my friend said, he said these are some corn fed players.
Yes, pretty much. Oh, that is the perfect explanation. These are corn fed players in Detroit right now.
They are weird. On what team? You said what?
On what team?
Lions, Detroit Lions. Packers. Yeah.
Oh, they're all big boys?
They're big boys. Big boys. Yeah. They're like a wall.
they're playing real tough.
Yeah. What my friend said is that they can't make a mistake, because if they make a mistake, that's it. You lost.
Yeah.
So they have to be on it, because they're really just like, that Lions. I don't know. Because I thought, who the Lions faced before? Was it the Buccaneers? Yeah.
No, yeah, they beat the Buccaneers, but the Buccaneers did that. But that was a good game. I mean, they were running away with it, but the Buccaneers were trying to make a comeback, but they ended up failing at the end.
And but I'm
the
like,
Buccaneers played well though.
And like, to be honest, the Lions getting up to this NFC Championship, you think they're not gonna try to win it? Because like, come on now, has the Lion ever been to the Super Bowls?
No, never went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the last
NFL championship that they had was 1957. That was the NFL championship.
1957, that's the year before my dad was born.
Yeah, so everybody that's a Lions fan have not witnessed a Super Bowl.
Well, that's just sad. That means the Raiders were even better.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah, even the Raiders. At some
I point, said the Raiders know, were even better because they've made it multiple times.
Yeah.
We don't talk about the Raiders because I am not a Raider fan no more. They are trash. They are horrible.
Well, they then you were never a true Raiders fan.
Oh, excuse me? I'll be here in Oakland.
Yep. Let that sink in.
Raiders was my team. They kept on losing. They kept on left. You know,
it when, was when a, your team. Real fans team, stay.
When a team leaves, you're like, ah, that's messed up. But they come back, you're like, welcome back. But they leave the second time, you're like, hey, that is messed up.
Second time.
And they literally in Las Vegas, of all places, Las Vegas.
Well, obviously, Oakland wasn't helping them.
It's like being in a relationship, you know, one partner wasn't helping the other partner elevate. I came back, tried again, but it didn't work out. I'm going to have to go, you know,
I have to move on. I know you've seen this. I would get attacked by me, but now I'm getting attacked by where I'm at, where I live in. Wow, Bex.
Well, what can we say? Only the true Raiders fans stay. AKA, I know so many that even though they're losing, they still rock their Raiders.
Yes, they still do. And a lot of them haven't even experienced. And some of them haven't even experienced an actual Super Bowl for the Raiders.
Yeah.
I don't even think you
but I think
you
have
an experience. I'm a Dolphin fan, so get out of here. I'm a Dolphin fan.
Yeah, because you're a traitor. You're a traitor.
Why am I gonna? I'm starting to think that like Bex is now a Raiders fan, which I'm not. Know. Then why are you defending the Raiders?
No, I'm just saying because all my mom's family is all Raiders fans.
Oh, it makes so much sense, Blardock.
And I said, why makes so much? Why does losing? And then they say it doesn't matter if they lose. Well, always real fans stay. So I was testing your loyalty, sir.
Well, I ain't got no loyalty with them. They left the Oakland. You know, they used to be some cheap tickets. I used to go and see at least one Raiders game each season, and they left. And I said, I'm done. I used to go to your games. Now, I'm in disappointment.
Now you're in Florida?
They'll never come over here. I just picked it because of the colors and their stadium. That's all.
Or is it because you like dolphins?
No, I really don't like dolphins, but I just like the colors in the stadium. So I was like, ah, I'll deal with the dolphins. That's two things I can deal with. I mean, I'll deal with that one with dolphins. But they're a good team, nice team. I mean, they made it to the playoffs. I was shocked. I was like, dolphins in the playoffs? Wow.
Yeah,
but
and they played pretty well.
Yeah, but I feel for you, Bex, that your whole family or majority or whatnot. Is Raiders
only the ones that are into sports are Raiders? I don't even know why they picked Raiders.
Yeah, I asked that same question
because you're in LA.
I guess it's because some of my
it was LA,
I guess so because my uncle married my auntie and she's from Carson, maybe that's why they all liked Raiders. I don't know.
All right, well, we'll move on to the next one. What's the next thing we're talking about?
Well, yeah, so I'm hoping, you know, the prequel to Book of Eli is good. But if it's bad, speaking of bad movies, Ant-Man.
Bad.
The Quantumanium.
I need to be here on a table
for this. Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumanium.
It's such so truth.
Is because being nominated as
for a Razzie.
For a Razzie.
Yes. All because we made Bex go and she's like, I'm bringing the whole family. And they
you're saying that it's nominated for what?
The Golden Razzie Award. Yeah. If you don't know what that is, that is, and it's well deserving. I agree. Even though I still like the movie for what it was, but I agree.
Oh my gosh.
Why it was in the awards, because Golden Razzie is basically an award show for terrible movies.
This guy, Blood, is going to defend Ant-Man and the Wasp, the Quantumania, till he dies.
Like I said, I get it. I get why people didn't like the movie.
I get it.
For what it was. It wasn't it wasn't the greatest movie, but it wasn't the worst.
I get what the people. I get. That's the good. But yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's okay, Blurred Eyes.
What is it nominated? Who nominated it? What is it nominated for?
It is nominated. Okay, there's three categories that it got nominated for.
And three?
Three categories. So here are the nominees for the worst prequel, remake, ripoff, or sequel category.
Oh, okay. It's all with the worst. Yes. Okay, this makes sense.
So it's the worst movie. Yes. Ant-Man and the Wasp, The Exorcist, Believer, Expendables 4, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Maybe Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I didn't get that chance.
I didn't even hear anything about that movie. So I was like,
I think that's the one's gonna win. Yeah. I did not.
Indiana Jones was horrible. Yeah.
You saw it.
Okay, all those movies belong. Okay, what's the third? What's the second category?
And the last movie is Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
What?
When did that ever come out? That's the thing.
It came over. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Blood and Honey?
Yes, so they made a horror adaptation of Winnie the Pooh. I guess it was some. It was apparently it's terrible where people are just like, you know what? I'm just going to watch it anyway. It's bad.
I would do that to Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, they're making a sequel. Now they're going to do Christopher Robin.
Oh my gosh, I love Winnie the Pooh. Who would do that to him?
Hey, these are some sick people.
You just got to let it be.
But I'm actually going to watch it anyway just to see what it is.
Oh gosh, you're going to tell us it's great.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm telling you it's the best horror adaptation of any kind of movie I've ever seen.
And I'm going to be like, Blurred Up, you like Ant-Man. I'm not watching it.
The worst supporting actor is Michael Douglas in Ant-Man, Mel Gibson in Confidential Informant, Bill Murray in Ant-Man, Franco Nero
in Ant-Man twice.
The Pope, yes, The Pope's Exorcist and Sylvester Stallone in Expendables 4. Now, finally,
they should leave Sylvester Stallone alone.
I mean, he's been bad for a long time, but I heard Tulsa King is good, but he's never been a great actor. The director, Riz Frake Waterfield, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, David Gordon Green, The Exorcist.
The director should have the worst of the worst.
And Peyton Reed, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Scott Waugh, whatever, don't know. Pronounce his last name, but Spindles 4 and Ben Wheatley, Meg 2, The Trench. I'm surprised Meg 2 wasn't even in the other two categories.
Yeah.
Meg 2 is absolutely ridiculous. I've seen parts of the first one. I'm not even watching the second one because it's so terrible.
But you got to realize, Marvel's just going downhill. I mean, has anyone know about Echo? Apparently, there's 5 episodes out.
Yeah,
there's and 5. No one's talking about it.
Yeah, no one's really talking about it because I guess
Disney is.
Yeah, they didn't like it, or it was just okay. There was nobody that really loved it, and that's disappointing. But that was my last hope for the MCU. Now I have no hope. Now I'm done. Still going to watch the movies with torturing myself, but
you torture yourself, Blurred Off.
I guess we'll see. I mean, but What If was good. I like season 2 of What If, so that's
you did. That was horrible, man.
Yeah, I mean Captain Carter pisses me off though. She annoys me. I'm like, man, just.
It's too many female for you, Blurred
Off. It's not even the fact that it's female; just her whole thing about Steve Rogers. I'm just like, yo, you're going through a whole different universe to protect Steve Rogers. Like, the man died, like, how many times in different universes, and you're still trying to find ways to bring him back. I'm just like, man.
Bro, they combined it, Winter Soldier and Black Widow, the movie together, and that whole What If. And I said, you know, I would have been fine just seeing this What If and not watching Black Widow. Yeah. But no, still watch Winter Soldier. That still is the best, still the best
movie. Winter Soldier is a good movie.
It's a good movie, but Civil War is better.
No, it's not.
Civil War is better than Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier,
because you get more stars.
No, it was just a better movie. It was more action packed than Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier was a really good movie.
Wait, hold on, back up. Hold on. Let's put that back up. Put it in reverse. Get back into the parking lot. Do not leave. Hold up. Beep, beep. I wasn't ready for that one. But thank you, Bex. You saying Civil War, where it has T'Challa, with his daddy dying.
Yep.
He have Ant-Man, Vision, Black Widow, Scarlet, Captain America, Bone Crusher, Falcon,
Spider-Man,
Hawkeye, Spider-Man.
Oh gosh.
And, who else? There was one person I'm missing. I'm missing someone else.
Was it, what's her name? Wanda, whatever?
I already said that. Scarlet Witch. No. War Machine. And you telling me that was the best and that wasn't not an Avengers movie?
It was Captain America.
That was a full-blown Avengers movie. That had more Avengers members than Avengers Age of Ultron.
Hey, it was a civil war between the Avengers.
Oh my gosh. Winter Soldier's way better.
No, Winter Soldier is good, but it's not way better. It's I like Civil War better.
Because Samuel Jackson got to be in a car chase and escape.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, yeah.
Captain America was in the elevator scene.
Yes, elevator scene, okay. Remember the Winter elevator Soldier scene, but it caught, wasn't really...
Winter Soldier caught the shield and said that was nothing.
Yeah. Good moments. Better over... Civil War is a better overall movie.
I can't go by that. Yeah. I can't go by that. I go Winter Soldier is the best of all. Even the best of... Even over Avengers.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Winter Soldier is one of the best Marvel movies they made in a long time. Yes,
it's one of the best Marvel movies up there. It's up there in the top five Marvel movies.
Civil War was just... I can't. That was just... It should have been just Avengers.
It's a no-no.
Civil War. Even if it was even supposed to focus on Captain America, you still focusing on like 12 other
Avengers. Was between Captain America and Iron Man.
Oh, an Iron Man of all people! Which made a lot of sense
because we saw both sides, both views.
Captain America had more screen time in Winter Soldier, Civil War. Here's Captain America. Here's he with T'Challa. Here's whatever. Now something else. Boom, boom, boom. You know, but Winter Soldier mainly Captain America.
Got most of the story from Captain America. Yeah,
it's the Civil War.
Captain Planet.
Speaking of Captain Planet, I don't know if I read this right or if I remember this correctly, but Jordan Peele apparently is supposed to be doing a Captain Planet movie.
They have to, because the world is... If they want to talk about saving the Earth, they should bring more shows that cares about the planet. Captain Planet...
And she's still bringing it up. Why are you bringing up Captain Planet right now?
Because whenever you say Captain, I'm like,
I'm saying Captain America.
Yeah.
You saying Captain Planet. This man is saying Captain Avengers because he'd like to see all the other Avengers. Tell me one important thing that Captain America did in that Civil War. Tell me what one important thing he did in that Civil War.
Honestly, all the movies run together. I just know I like Civil War more. I couldn't even tell you anything about Winter Soldier. Honestly, that supposedly iconic elevator scene, I didn't even know which movie that was in. I just kept seeing it.
That was the Winter Soldier.
Yes, I didn't know.
He was coming in. He was like, someone want to get off and stuff. And then, Oh. Come on now. Can't believe it. But all right, you know, you have your opinion. I mean, I'm gonna be honest, Bex. He did like Ant-Man 3, so.
I know. I have to take everything he recommends with a grain of salt.
So yeah, but you know what?
But just let him have it.
Yeah. I'm gonna die on that hill.
No, I ain't gonna let him have it. No.
Let him, and he's gonna watch Winnie the Pooh, the Blood something.
Well, that's him. He's gonna watch Winnie the Pooh. You can see that.
I know it's gonna be bad. I know it's gonna be bad. I'm
come on now.
Worried about it.
How Winnie the Pooh is evil. He only doesn't want to be with his friends and eat honey.
Winnie the Pooh is a bear. And you think like, oh, he won't be innocent. He'll be something. He'll claw your face off.
I know. Instead of eating honey, he's gonna eat your blood.
He's a bear.
Give me my pot of blood. That's ridiculous. That's so sad.
All right. Well, how's your weekend, Blurred Out? How was your weekend?
It was good. My week's been good. Just been working a lot. I'm picking up some overtime at work. Training the new person.
Training?
From work. Yeah, they got me training at work.
Oh, training. Okay.
Yeah. Training.
But other than that, pretty good. My week's been pretty good. Pretty relaxing. Other than work.
Yeah, I had an okay weekend. Okay weekend. Mm-hmm. So, can't complain. I was very sleepy. And so... I still went to church, but still tired.
Job.
And then once church was over, I went to take a nap, and I woke up at 1:35 in the morning. I said, whoa, I must have been really tired. And that's how my weekend was. How was your weekend, Bex?
I went to Los Angeles this weekend.
What did you do this time, Bex?
Okay, sorry, multiple. I went to a casting.
What?
I went to a casting.
How did it go? Did you get
it? It was for the Good American casting, and I was in the line since 8:30 in the morning. And guess what time I made it to the front of the line?
The Good American.
The Khloe Kardashian brand.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And you said what?
Guess how long?
All right. What do you have, Bloodhack? I'm going to say 3 hours and 30 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go.
Okay, what do you think, Blurdo?
I'm gonna go 5 hours.
5 hours, Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, it's Khloe Kardashian. Okay. LA, Khloe Kardashian. Hey,
you guys ready?
Yes.
Why, she gonna say 12 hours?
I stood in line for 8 hours.
Oh, wow.
8 hours, guys. My lower back started hurting. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a shift. Yes, and you did get paid. And you did get paid for that shift.
Wow.
Yep.
Did you get in?
I got in. So listen to this. So the lady came up. She's like, so people camped at 3:30 in the morning, got there.
Okay.
Then everyone started coming at 6 in the morning. This opens at 9.
Wow.
What time did you get there?
8:30. 8:30.
You can't get there until 6 and just like, that could have shaved off what, 6 hours?
Okay, now listen to this. So, They did that. And then a lady comes and is like, hey, I don't think you guys are going to make it. So if you guys want to leave, you can leave. We're actually doing the casting online. But if you want to, like, talk to, like, they have, like, judges you can talk to. They have, like, a confessional. You can do a confessional. And then you can take, like, headshots and stuff so it's on their record or whatever. They're like, but since you're over here, you're not going to... She said you might make it-ish in. But the likelihood is not. But, so a lot of girls left. It was pouring in the rain.
And this is to be in a commercial, right? Or fashion or something?
Yeah, fashion to get a modeling, like a, to get a contract with IMG. Okay. And it was raining.
Okay.
People left, girls left.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'm going to stay. And then I made friends. One of the girls like flew from Minnesota.
Wow.
And didn't get in.
And we did get in. Sorry. At 4 p.m., we made it in.
Wow. Okay. Wow, that's a whole shift.
And we have to thank all those girls that left, because without them, we wouldn't have made it, most likely.
Okay, I have one question. You said the casting was online, right? Also online?
So the casting is online, but if you wanted to meet like the judges and stuff, you have to be there. But they made it. Okay, listen to this. This is what I'm going to go on a little tangent. So when you're doing like the casting calls that we all know, like
hold on. Let me get my glasses. All right, go.
Oh my gosh. Dramatic. Okay. Anyway, you know, like in casting, like for modeling, you go, they make you try on clothes or they take pictures and see like take your measurements, whatever. And then you're out.
Yeah.
This one, they weren't doing any of that. So they had six areas for you. They had an affirmation mirror one if you need to know that you're beautiful. And I was like, okay, for the people that need that, okay, I'll leave that alone.
They have to make sure to see if you're beautiful.
Like affirmation. So it's a walls of affirmation so that, like, for the people that don't know they're beautiful.
Okay, so.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that as there. I'm gonna leave that there because right I don't want to be.
I'm beautiful because I know I'm.
I don't want to be considered heartless. Because I'm like, what in the world? But anyways, I digress. Then you have the confessional of being like, hey, blah blah blah. You have a minute of talking, so that's one. Then you had this picture that this whole crew was doing where you take pictures. And, like, there's a robotic arm that helps, like, takes the picture. So, like, this high-tech area, well, that was down by the time I got there. It wasn't working anymore. Oh, wow. And then you had a denim section where you can buy good American clothing. Why that was there is beyond me.
They gotta make money. They make money. Come on, my thing is,
after waiting that long line, who would want to buy anything?
Come on now, I'm gonna be honest. If there was like a KFC commercial, and after it was like, sorry, you know, you went through all this. Here's some fried chicken. There, you know, $5.99. But
you have to pay for the fried chicken.
Okay, I've been in that line for so long. I'm gonna eat me some chicken and pay for it.
Okay, well, I was waiting in that line, and I was not about to buy $200 worth of clothing. Standing in that line.
Oh, she went right straight to $200. You're just not gonna pay just one the pair of pants.
The jeans are like $130. The jeans are $130.
Girl, where do you be shopping?
Okay, so people were shopping. Then they were taking headshots. Then you could talk to the judges, like different people that, like, even the CEO was there. So Chloe's partner was there. A girl from the squad was there. Like, different people, like, huge people that, like, were a part of it, and even, like, the denim designers and stuff, so you could talk to them. Okay. And then you only have 30 minutes, because guess what? By 4 o'clock, you have 30 minutes, and then there's one more group after you, and then they have to tell all those other girls that are standing, because it's at least 300 left, that, sorry, you can't make it.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah.
Overall, are you getting a call?
Well, I don't know. So they said pretty much online. But I did have some good Italian food, but bad service.
Okay.
So that was my weekend. And then Sunday, I watched church. And then I relaxed. And I was practicing my dance fitness. Because then Because my lower back was hurting so bad.
Because it's standing in line for 8 hours?
Yes.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, some girls didn't bring spare shoes. They were in heels for 8 hours. Ooh.
Did you bring spare shoes, Bex?
I had my heels in my bag. I was like...
at least you were the smart one.
Oh, and then the umbrellas, they were handing out umbrellas and stuff. Yeah, it was crazy. It was just so crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. As much flack as I give the Kardashian, they know what they're doing when it comes to business.
Yeah, and they're posting everything online. Like, look at the people that showed up. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh, yeah. Wow. And then they had to stop because it started pouring. So you can't do that for publicity reasons.
I don't even know what to say. Always, that's why Bex goes last, because it's always a story.
Yes, it is. It's always a story. Always interesting stories.
Yeah, because all of us is just dealing with just a weekend and stuff. Just, you know, life and stuff.
Yeah.
You're like just on a whole nother level.
Yes.
Whole nother level.
Oh my gosh, no. And I know I was going last because you asked more than me.
Well, because you know you're going to have more than what I'm going to have.
Yeah. We save the best for last. Well, yes. I want to hear blurt off last. Like, oh, I just, you know, went to work and, you know, the other training people and stuff. And I was like, that's regular work what I'm doing right now. I'm like
it's the same old thing. You don't want to hear my horror story.
Bex, you're like, you know, I would be surprised if you like, down $100 on the street, but I try to find who it belonged to, and it's like, oh shoot! Oh, why did you just take the money, walk away? But no, it's very interesting. There's a whole if you could, you could write a whole book on your whole life.
Yep.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Well. Maybe it'll be the Bex life right there. Just, you know, writing,
living my Bex life.
Living my Bex life. You know what? Let's write a web series. It's gonna be all based on her life.
Yep.
I'm gonna have my acts and stuff, and just all the shenanigans and stuff. It's just everything. It's sitcom. That's what it is. It's sitcom. Like, you're living a sitcom right now. There's so many jokes you can add in.
Oh yeah,
these scenario, you know, so many and stuff like that.
Oh, I mean, at some point, I'm going to actually end up probably making a book or a TV show off of my job alone, because there's a lot of things that happen that you just will not believe.
Yeah. Well, then let me tell you my story. All right, I'm gonna tell y'all a story.
Okay.
And I'll tell y'all what happened. Newsflash: I am black, so it does play a part in this story.
Okay.
You are?
No, Bags, I'm Chinese.
That's what I thought. You deceived me.
I wouldn't be surprised if Blurdog deceived us, because he deceived us with the dog.
I can't believe Blurdog has a dog. Still
shocked. All right. So I'll tell you the story of me working at a you know what? Let me try to erase that. I'm going to use another name. Aloha. Let's call it Aloha. I worked at a place called Aloha. Quotation mark. You know what store I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And I'm calling it Aloha. This is where I worked at. I typed it in the chat.
Oh, okay.
So, I was working at Aloha, and there was it's like around like 12 people, like for self-service, right? So, it's 12 people. And I think I was the only black guy. No, there was another black guy. There's two black people working in the self-serve. But the rest are just Asian people. And then one, you know, Hispanic guy. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm helping out with the whole box and stuff like that. Just put it on or whatever, you know, stocking shelves. That's all I'm doing. This is when I was buff. I'm not buff no more. I'm a noodle, but before then I had muscles. And someone was on a radio, and he was like, can I get a stock check on so-and-so? Now, there's like 12 people, and there's like a bunch of other people and stuff, right? It doesn't respond back to the stock check or where a stock check is, something like that. No one responds to it. And he comes like right next to us because he sees me and my other guy who's working and stuff, right? Because we're just stocking up shelves and stuff, stocking up boxes. And he goes and he's like, y'all N-words can't do a stock check. And I was like, and this is at work. So I was like, oh no, this is not good. This is definitely not good. Mind you, I thought I wasn't playing no part in this, but apparently I was, because, oh man. So the other guy who I was helping out got into it with him because he was like, what you call me? And so it was all this back and forth. Mind you, it was like an Asian and a Hispanic dude going at it, each other and stuff like that. Going at each other and stuff like that. And they were about to fight, but team leader came in and stopped it. So I'm like, cool, that's all right, right? So I mind my own business, doing everything. And they was like, director, yes, we need to see you upstairs. And I'm like, why?
Sure.
No, I did not want to go upstairs. I did not want to. Nowhere. I did not want to go upstairs because when you go upstairs, they have like a whole thing. They're like, tell us what happened, director. And I'd be like, I was just there and all I heard was that, and I just mind my own business. And so they had me go up, and so I just told my side of the story. So I thought that was all it, right? Just thought it was that. Thought it was all smooth and whatever. I just said, look, I was just stocking shelves. I was doing all this, everything and stuff. And then he said something. He's like, what did he say? He said something. He said something. But I was just doing my thing. He was like, oh, okay. All right. And it was late because I really wanted to go home. I wanted to go to bed. And I have school in the morning, the next day and stuff, you know, whatever, some exam. So the next time I went back to work, they're like, Tyler, we'd like to call you up to HR. And I was like, again? Stop. And like, it was this lady. It was like, okay, this is how I can explain it. She had the same expression and same attitude as Bex in our podcast.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like an amazing person.
I wish. Because she was drilling me down. She was drilling me down so much where she was like, so tell me, walk me through this whole process of how it came to that despicable word. And I was like, oh shoot. Come on now. And I was like, look, I was putting up, you know, stock, putting up stuff. And he just said, hey, y'all can't do a stock check. And I was like, whoa. And all of a sudden they just got started getting at it and stuff. And I was like, yo. And there's this one lady that came in saying, excuse me, do you know where these are? And I was like, over there. And I didn't know where it was. Because I was trying to bring up the fight you know what, to be honest, I wasn't trying to bring up the fight. I was just watching. I was like, whoa. And a lady was interrupting me, like trying to get trying to find something. And I just said,
It's over there.
Over there. Over there. Yeah,
yeah. Go on. I'm trying to watch something here.
There's an old lady. I felt so bad.
You put her in the wrong direction just so you could watch a fight. Oh, man.
Well, now, Blood Dog, since you said it that way, mm-hmm. Yes. That's wrong. That's really wrong. That's really messed up. Ah, man. It was hard. No, it's bad for me, man. It's bad for me.
Yeah.
She was trying to ask, like, what happened? And I was like, that. And she was like, okay, well, thank you. And I was like, okay, cool. And so I left, right? It was like next day or whatever, next time working. Taylor, can you come up to HR? I'm like, come on, stop bothering me.
Man.
They were on this case. They weren't playing. And it was like, we're going to bring in. I think they did some psychology thing on me or something. Because wow. They was like, don't worry. He'll crack.
Yeah, he knows something.
He knows something. And so she was like, she asked me this. She went through this scenario. She was like this. So you're working. And they said, can I get this, you know, the stock check, right? And I'm like, yeah. And like, isn't everybody should be able to do a stock check? Like, is it for everybody? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, so we said that word. He was calling everybody that word. And I was like, huh? Thank you, Tyler. You can leave now. We got our case closed. And I said, what just happened?
Wow.
She put me in a corner. And Then the guy got fired. The other guy got whatever or something. He was still working and stuff. But after that, I got someone fired for calling me the N-word.
Wow.
It was so terrible. And it was very bad because the whole rumor of, or well, not rumor, but the story of it caught like wildfire. Like after yes. It, like, oh, yes. It was so, I was like, people were like, that's the guy who got so-and-so fired because he called him the N-word. And I was like, yo. I'm like, yo, this I'm out. I think that's when I was like, I'm ready to leave. Aloha. I'm ready to leave this place. I was like, this is so fast. They was all looking at me. They're like, be careful, be careful. Oh, he must told on her. Yeah. And I was like, I wasn't telling nobody. I was keeping my mouth shut. They called me for HR 3 times. I was so mad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how rumors will fly like that. I'm just like, oh, they called him 3 times. No, he snitched. That's why they kept calling him back there. But yeah, some workplaces would be like telephone.
Like, come on. If I would have snitched, don't you think I would have been up at HR 1 time?
Exactly. It would have been done deal.
They caught me in the corner.
Yes.
They was like, we're going to get him.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to get him to confess.
Yeah. Bizarro Bex caught me in the corner.
How do you feel about this story, Bex?
It's very interesting.
I know you have things to say.
Nope. That's all I have.
Yeah. Bex is probably like, yeah, case closed.
They said they fired the guy. Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
I felt sad. Because that's like I want the guy to always talk to. So I was like, dang.
But what was the race of this particular person that said it?
Hispanic.
Oh, yeah, there's kind of a fine line there.
But the other guy who wanted to get into a fight was Asian. And I'm like, and they just pulled me in just to fire him. Because I started talking to someone else, and I'm like, I was telling my side of the story. I was like, I was trying whatever, and they was like, bro, they were just trying to get rid of him. They tried to find whatever they could just to get rid of him. And I was like,
Wow.
I was like, why I happened to be black that day.
Yes, and he's probably one of those, because I knew somebody like that that just, you know, would just say it. He basically used the N-word as a noun. It's a person, place, or thing. That's just what how he explained it to people. It was like, the N-word to me is just a noun. I don't care if you're black, white, yellow, green, a dog, whatever. I'm just going to using that word. And it sounds like this person is kind of like that, just calling everybody that, just saying it. But you happen to be there, and it's like, oh, perfect opportunity. He's saying it.
There was moments towards
a black person.
Yeah, there was moments where I was like, why didn't I call out sick today? Why didn't I call out sick on other days? I got this man fired.
Yeah.
I felt like I did something, which I 100% didn't, because the other guy tried to call me like, hey, what's going on, man? Like, they keep on having me extended for like 2 weeks and stuff. I ain't got work or whatever. And I'm like, yo, I didn't care about none of y'all. I was just in there in the mix. I felt like I'd been harassed.
Yeah.
I've been trying to avoid HR, and they're like, director, can you come up to the HR room? It's like, stop.
I told you what I told you. There's nothing else for me to say.
But other than that, any final words, Blurdock?
No, just everybody be safe out there. Take care of your mental. Take care of each other. Take care of yourself.
All right, how about you, Bex?
Everyone have a wonderful week. COVID's going back around.
Yeah.
So like Bardock said, take care of yourself, zinc, magnesium, vitamin C.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, COVID's going like around here like really bad in Southern California.
Yeah. My thing is, if HR calls you in.
Oh God.
just say I want a lawyer. I would like a lawyer.
I would like my union representative.
You can do union at this place. Shoot, they'll be like, they didn't have union at the time. I don't know if they have union right now. But always ask for a union rep. If not a union rep, ask for a lawyer. Maybe that can help. I don't know. But either way, once they get you into the HR room, you're done. You might as well confess everything.
Yeah, you might as well. Just say the truth and you get out of there. Say everything you got.
Just be prepared. All right, then. Peace.
All right, peace out.
Bye.